Hello, this is Toby Clark from Walking Ibiza, now known as Ibiza Outdoors. And as I sit here, I am on my challenge to try and walk around the entire coastline of Mallorca. And this is the summary of days 1 to 3. And I've actually had to finish day 3 slightly sooner than I wanted, just because I'm so absolutely knackered. As you may or may not know, I'm also doing this, going on to a vegan diet. I've heard great things about vegan athletes doing amazing things being vegan, and wanted to give it a go to see what it was all about. But at the end of day 3, wondering what's it all about. But anyway, let's go back to where it all started from. So as you may know, I founded Walking Ibiza in 2010. And it started with my walk around the coastline of Ibiza. And there are other podcasts to go over that in more detail. But I basically decided to walk around the entire coastline of Ibiza. And I survived on just €1. And I also took my dog with me, Cosmo. Then fast forward a few years and I thought, what's next? So I thought, I know, I'm going to go and walk around the coastline of Formentera. Nice and short, nice and easy. It was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. And I decided to not eat for 4 days doing that. So I fasted. I was into fasting at the time and still do fasting. And as I decided not to eat for 4 days. So I went around that island without eating and survived doing that in 4 days. Then I thought, there's 4 Balearic Islands. So let's go and do the other one, which was Menorca. Men meaning the smaller one and Mallorca, where I am now, meaning the bigger one, major and minor. Menorca was a beautiful walk. It's a marked coastline path, marked coastal path, so you can actually do it without a guide. It's a great thing to do. I asked actual social media how I should do that. I said, I've done Ibiza on €1, Formentera without eating, how should I do Menorca? And everyone just said, enjoy it. So I went, okay, I'll enjoy it. And I did it hotel to hotel. Did mean one day I had to do 47 kilometers to get to an Airbnb. But I did do that one, and I did it in 5.5 days, which I was quite pleased with. So then for many years, Mallorca has been looming over me. We can see it on a clear day from Ibiza, the big high mountains of the Tremontañas, as they're called, 1500 meters high. And they've always been looking at me, things sort of saying, come over here and walk around me. So yeah, so this year is the year. And why has it happened this year? Because around the island of Ibiza that I normally do in April and October, I've had to put a pause on it because we normally do go around in camp, which are not supposed to. And last year we got a little visit from the police. So I've had to pull out of camping, which means that most people don't want to do it anymore, which means that around the island October 2022 was cancelled. But that did mean in my mind, I thought, hang on, that normally takes 12 days, so 2 weeks out of my time. Well, maybe if I could come and do Mallorca, I would do it around the same sort of time. So I approached my wonderful wife, Belinda, about what I was going to do. She looked at me like, oh my God, here he goes again, but embraced it and said, yep, if that's what you want to do, go. And then when she said, when do you think you're doing? And I said, I'm thinking of going in 10 days' time. She was like, what? Thanks for the notice. But here I am. I started 3 days ago. I flew over here on the Monday. I flew over here on Monday the 20th and had to do some bits and pieces, had to get some gas canisters for this little cooking stove and some other things that I couldn't get and bring on the aeroplane. So I did that. And then had a good night's sleep in the hotel and started out Tuesday morning, 10:30. I left the cathedral in Palma de Mallorca at about 10:30 in the morning. And I was actually rather excited, a bit emotional. There's only me there, but there were loads of tourists around, or only me there that I knew, should I say. Then loads of tourists around, and I sort of went live on Instagram and said, right, here I go. The first steps of many. And I took the first step of not knowing how actual far this island is going to be to walk. And let me explain that. I've called it the 900 kilometre challenge, but actually I've got no idea how long it is. And I got the roughly 900 from a route I found on Wikiloc from a guy who had mountain biked it, But of course, mountain bike, he's not taking the same route as me, taking a lot more roads. And that was nearly 800 kilometres. So I thought, well, maybe I will end up doing... Sorry, a fly just flew into me. Nearly went in my protein drink that I've just got ready here. Then I thought, well, to walk around, it's got to be about 900 kilometres then. Now I'm actually doing it, I'm not sure it's going to be that far because I've done 75 kilometres over the last 3 days and I've sort of almost completed one side of the island. So anyway, it's going to be a surprise to everyone. Maybe that guy's Wikiloc was not quite right or something. I need to have a look at it again. So I set off from the cathedral in Palma, very excited. And what am I carrying with me? I'm self-sufficient. I've got no one over here turning up with a pickup truck every evening with water for me, water stops and all things like that. Remember, I don't know the island. Yes, I've been here a few times, but I actually do not know the island. So I have to carry everything I need. And then it's a case of using Google Maps and working out where the last shop is. That might or might not be open because Google Maps in Spain and opening and closing times are not very good here. And then filling up with as much water and all the supplies I can and working out how far it is till the next supply stop, which is actually taking a lot of time every day and is a real pain in the ass, to be honest. And I'm having to carry quite a lot of things with me. I'm not camping at all, no, because that would be wrong of me. But I happen to be spending time out in nature. And I've got to carry enough food with me to be able to eat until I know when the next stop is. And I've also got to be carrying enough supplies. I've brought enough sort of clothes and that for a month. Obviously not different clothes every day, but enough change of clothes to change a t-shirt every 2 days and pants every 2 days and shorts every 3 days was my idea, and socks every 2 days. And then the idea is that every sixth night I go into a hotel, wash them all and hope they're dry in the morning. So that's my crazy plan. So yeah, I'm having to carry about 15 kilos of weight on my back, and that is being the killer for me, to be honest. It's a big lump of weight on the back. And when I've got to say, like I've left today, the last stop, and I think the next stop is not till tomorrow, sort of after late afternoon. So I've got to get all that way with enough water, and it's hot. It was 28 degrees today. So I should be drinking about 5 litres a day, which I'm not. So I am dehydrated constantly, and enough food on a vegan diet to be able to manage for this time. So it's turning out to be quite a challenge, to be honest, just from that point of view. And I do miss my little support team that would be wonderful to have. So as I walked around the corner and saw this majestic cathedral, I was quite overwhelmed by it. I've been to it before, but when you see it, it is quite an amazing place. And the doorway is just like phenomenal. I mean, talk about entering into God. Very imposing. And I thought, right, that's the place where I'm going to start my epic biggest challenge ever around the island, Mallorca. So I sort of went live there. There were lots of people looking at me going, what's this guy doing? But it just felt very right to do. I was sort of going to shy away into a corner, and then I didn't. And I sort of, I think about all of two people watched it, but there you go. But it just felt right to do, to announce it to people. So many of you have done the round the island, I think over about 150, or even must be touching on 200 now, maybe. And of those people, you know, many of them have become really good friends. I see lots of you very often. And it's become really quite a legendary thing to do. You know, people on Ibiza really know of, you know, have you walked around the island? You know, of the around the island adventure twice a year. And so many people have joined it that I wanted to share my experience, and just to do it in this little way that I'm doing it, so you can listen to the experience almost live, but not quite, because it's actually, to do this sort of thing, you need battery life, you need time, you need energy. So I found it quite a lot to do in the first 3 days. I was going to be doing way more of it, but in reality you can't really do it while you're moving because there's noise. I'm using walking sticks, so I can't actually, you know, talk to the microphone as such while I'm walking. and I'm swearing and singing and skipping along and lots of time to think while I'm walking. It doesn't feel the right time. So as I sit here today, the end of day three, I actually don't really know where I am. Somewhere down the west, the east coast. West coast, sorry. Somewhere down the west coast, as you're looking at Mallorca. And I'm about to turn down, I'm about to turn around the left corner. I've turned around many left corners, but the big one that then starts the sort of southern coast, I would say. So Cap Salinas, those of you who know it. I'm very close to there. Had another epic sunset. I keep switching back from day to day, don't I? I wanted to do this raw and for it just to go out however it comes out. And I'm just going to talk until I feel like I've said enough, and then you can have a listen to it. It's not going to be edited at all. The wonderful Jo Yule is going to assist me, even though she doesn't know it yet, to put it up on iTunes and things like that, so you guys can listen to it, and girls. So anyway, yeah, I was at day one. I was at the epic cathedral, and then I just started walking. And there were a lot of comments. Wow, thank you so much for all the comments in social media. I was really quite blown away by how many people were interested in me doing this crazy adventure that I'm on. And as I started taking the first few steps, some people were messaging in saying, remember Toby, you told me just one step at a time. So I was thinking, yeah, wow, one step at a time. And then someone else said, what's your word of the day? And I thought, well, here I'm doing it, the guy who's taken all these people around the island, and I didn't have a word of the day. So I soon came up with the first word of the day was adventure. So as I set off on my adventure, I just started walking, and it was along the promenade. I actually hadn't had any breakfast yet, so the first place I came to, I stopped and had breakfast. I remember I'm now on a vegan diet to try and do this challenge, which in Spain, as many of you know, is difficult. If you're on Ibiza, pretty good. If you're on Mallorca, pretty good in the Palma. But now that I'm walking on the coastline and my main supply shops are Spa, and they do not even know what a vegan is, it's getting quite difficult. So it's interesting. But anyway, I stopped at the first place and they had avocado on toast. So I thought, fantastic. I ordered that with a green tea, and on I went on my way. And I knew that it was a promenade for quite a way because I'd actually walked part of it before. There's some lovely parts heading south out of Palma, a really lovely promenade. And I don't know if it is the longest promenade in the world, but by the time I'd finished it, and I actually hadn't touched any earth for 20 kilometres. So that was a bit shocking for me to think that, wow, all these people out there walking, they're not even connected with earth. They're just on concrete all the time. But it is rather good, and there's a great bikeway the whole way as well. So loads of people out biking and walking and pushchairs and kids. I was really quite impressed with the everyone that was out. And then it just kept on the concrete, though. And I was like, okay, right, I want to get on some earth now. And my feet started to sort of feel it as well. Because anyone that knows, if you walk on concrete for a long time or tarmac roads or anything that's perfectly flat, it's actually not very good for your feet. And unbelievably, I haven't actually done much long distance walking because around the island didn't happen. So I'm a bit out of practice for long distance walking. Obviously, I've done it many times in my life, but in the more recent time I haven't done that much. And it was very hot. It was up to 30 degrees. And then I suddenly started walking through this area, long beach with loads of hotels. And then I remember, is that Magaluf? Am I on the right island? Is that Magaluf here? Because there were people on the beach with stereos blasting out, enough tattooed people to be at a tattoo convention, enough Germans to, like, I was in Germany, and that's been one. I knew there were lots of Germans on Mallorca, and I love Germans. Worked for a German company for many years, and some close friends are German. They always say that. Why do people always say that when I've thought I've offended someone? But I haven't offended anyone. But I was quite amazed how many Germans there were. And of course, they love beer, so drinking beer in the 30-degree heat as I walked by. And then I actually stopped on a bench to refill my water. Because, please take note, Ibiza, there's water refill stations along the way. What a great idea. You just put your bottle underneath and it fills you up with water for free. And it's nicely filtered and all drinkable. So why can't Ibiza do that? Please sort that out, Ibiza. So I filled up with water and I sat next to this lady and I said, hola, I espacio aquí. And she just looked at me like I was, you know, from outer space. And then I realised she was English. So I said, oh, are you English? Yeah, I'm English from Watford. However they speak in Watford. And she was waiting for her daughter. And anyway, I got talking to her about what I was doing. She's got a lovely dog and I was talking about Cosmo and thinking, my God, I'm going to miss Cosmo on this big trip. And she was missing her dog. Anyway, we got talking and I told her what I was doing and she just looked at me like, you're doing what? You're walking. And she just couldn't comprehend the idea of it or what it was or how long it was or how big an effort it was going to be. She just looked at me like, oh, okay, right, off you go then. So I said goodbye to her. I didn't actually get her name, but she was probably called Ethel or something like that. So I carried on walking and it just carried on and on and on, just concrete after concrete after concrete. So just when you thought you were getting to an end, then the concrete came back again around a corner and it went on. But it really was nice if that's what you're looking for, but it wasn't very good on my feet. Just repetitive hot heat. And I was wearing boots. I wasn't wearing sandals because I feel like on a trip like this, I need to be wearing something that's going to support, well, not support me because I don't believe in support really with boots, but just a bit more grip on the bottom and that sort of thing. So that's why I'm wearing my boots instead. My Vivo Barefoot sponsorship deal coming. Maybe, not, who knows. So yeah, day one, walked past the end of the airport. And then finally, I got onto some lovely earth and it was quite like wow, and I went up and down to some beaches that were really pretty beautiful. And then eventually when it sort of looked like it was coming to an end, got to this huge fort, which turns out to be a rather nice 5-star hotel, which I didn't realize was even there. All the gates closed and looking very much like you will only come in if you have €1 million in your bank account. So I walked past there, and then what I was surprised about was how everything was fenced. I sort of had to jump over a couple of walls and a couple of fences to get onto the coastline. And everywhere seems to be fenced here. Just like, what is it with this island? You know, I'm walking on the coastline and there's a fence been going, I'm not kidding now, for the last 20 kilometres. And there's a fence, I don't know, 20 metres back from the sea. It says private land, all fenced off. But then weirdly, there's gates that are open, but then saying private on them. So I don't know if you are allowed in or not. Most people would say it's private, don't go in. So a bit confused by that, really. Private, come in if you respect it. Don't really know how to take that one. So anyway, I got on walking and then got up onto a cap, sort of like a high point. Was sort of feeling like time to call it a day. I'd done 22 kilometres the first day. And I thought, yeah, that's good for the first day. I started a bit late. And then had the most amazing sunset that was just beautiful. I was high up and I was hoping I'd be able to see Ibiza, but Ibiza was maybe too humid to see it, so I couldn't see Ibiza. But then had a very, very good night's sleep as well. So that was sort of day number one. I did 22 kilometres. And what did I have to eat that day? I had the avocado on toast. And then did I stop again for something else to eat? I can't remember now. That's a bit weird, isn't it? If I think of it, I'll let you know. I actually woke up on day number two with the start like mad, but I realised it must have been about 5 a.m. with aeroplanes coming over. Don't know what time they start flying the aeroplanes, but my God, there are so many going in and out of Mallorca. I thought Ibiza had a lot of aeroplanes going in and out. But honestly, every seems like 2 minutes. Meow, meow. That sounds of a cat, not of an aeroplane. But so many aeroplanes going over, and I woke up with a hell of a jump and a start in the morning. But woke up beautiful morning. It was a windy in the night, so it kept me awake a bit. But I actually had a good night's sleep, and woke up to the sound of a helicopter coming by. And of course, I panicked, thinking, "Oh my God, they're after me! They found me!" So I was actually underneath a tree anyway, but I stayed still as the helicopter went nearby and it kept going up and down the coastline. I'm thinking, shit, I don't think they can see me anyway, unless they got their binoculars out. So I kept ducking down like I was being spied on by the CIA or something, looking for this solo guy who shouldn't be doing what he's doing. And anyway, then I realised they're actually rescuing a boat that was in distress in the sea. And I actually then think it was only practice because they were hovering over the boat for, I'm not joking, half an hour. And a few other boats came by to help, but they seemed to leave. So I'm guessing they were doing some sort of practice for rescuing if they needed to. But yeah, that was my start to the morning, thinking that I'd been spied on by the CIA or something for what I was doing. So yeah, I had a beautiful first half an hour all through the countryside, lovely trees, top of cliffs, really beautiful. And it really does remind me of Formentera, looking down, you've got the blue sea below, and it just is rather beautiful. And then I went into an urbanisation. The coastline was blocked, although I later did realise if I'd gone all the way down to the sea, which was like a 300-metre drop, probably not 300, 200-metre drop down to the sea, there was a sort of path that followed the sea. But then I couldn't get into the urbanisation, so I had to follow a fence all the way out to the road. And I was really getting annoyed by this moment. So I get out to the road, but luckily there was a spa. So a spa, as in not a spa to have a nice foot massage or anything, but a spa, as they all seem to be here, or Yuroski, I can't remember what it was now. So I went in and thought, right, what am I going to eat this morning? So I had a banana and an avocado. And then I tried to get through this urbanisation. And I'm quite good in directions and everything, but whenever I'm on an urbanisation, I just get lost. I have to use Google Maps so much to find my way around. It's just ridiculous. So anyway, I eventually get out of there, literally getting lost, getting annoyed, having to cut through places, turning back on myself because I couldn't find my way through things. And then eventually what I thought was I was going to get out into countryside. No, big fence, literally from the urbanisation onto the land that is nice countryside land. A huge fence all the way along, right up to the coastline, so I couldn't get through. So I had to follow the fence all the way out to the road again. And then I realised I had to walk on the effing road. So I was on this road, it must have been for 2 hours initially, I think. Yeah, about 2 hours. Just walking, trudging along the road, buses passing, lorries passing, cars passing. It was just ridiculous. So I actually put a podcast on about being vegan, trying to find out what I can be eating. And to give me energy, etc. And I realise it's lentils, but then I go to the shit a lot. But there you go, maybe that's the vegan life. So yeah, walking on this road, trudging along, just mind-numbingly, road. And the thing is, because there were so many vehicles on it, I couldn't actually listen to most of the podcasts, so I kept missing bits of it. But it was okay. And my feet were burning again on the bottom because it's just, you know, repetitive movements, which is not very good for a bottom of the feet at all. So anyway, eventually where I was actually heading to was, it's called Refugio de Aguilas, which is the refugee of the eagles, I believe, because on Facebook and Google it was rated as the place to eat. So anyway, got to the entrance, closed. Checked again on to make sure I hadn't got it wrong. Gave them a ring, no answer. And of course, on Facebook, Google, it said it was open. But there I am, I could see it there with no one there, all closed up. So great. But what I did realise is how lucky I was to have stocked up at the wonderful spa with a few supplies for the night. So I cracked on back on the road, and then a really beautiful thing happened. I was just walking there was a crash barrier, and I got over the crash barrier to a bit of land between the road and the sea. And suddenly I heard this old-fashioned horn, you know, onk, 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 and it honked. And this bicycle came by, and this girl said, "Hey, muy suerte, muy suerte." So she sort of wished me good luck, and I went, "Ah, gracias, gracias." And I said, and she was on a bicycle with panniers. Is that what they call them? The satchels over the wheels and everything, fully loaded up. And I said, "Are you going around the island?" And she said, "Sí, vuelta a la isla." And I said, "Yo también." She said, "I'll see you at the end." And I said, "No, I'll probably be a lot later than you." And off she went. But that was really nice that people are doing that. And it's actually happened a few more times. People seeing the size of the backpack that I'm carrying, going, "Well, my God, what are you doing?" So, yeah, that was quite a nice little moment. And then I decided to stop to have a little bit of a break and a bit of a food intake and have a cup of tea at one of the lookout towers. Again, I can't remember the name of it, but it was on a peninsula point. And these, just as I sat down for a to sort of have a moment, get my chair out, which is one of my luxury items, Helinux lightweight chair, can highly recommend them, sitting in it now. Another sponsorship deal on the way, please. And then these two people came and sat down and went, oh, okay. And guess where they were from? Yes, they were German. So I got talking to them and they were very nice. And they were on their honeymoon. And they were, they'd just done a walk actually where I wanted to go to. So actually it was quite useful. So I got talking to them. He showed me the way on a map. Said there's lots of military land that you're not supposed to walk through. And I said, well, is there a gate? And he goes, yeah, but there's a sign saying don't enter. I said, I really wouldn't worry about it. Just go in. It seems they like fences too much. And he agreed with me. So, yeah, so then they left and then I left soon afterwards. And there was a fence, but there was a gate that was open again. So I went through it anyway. And they had done the same, because I actually saw them when I got to the point where they were staying. They were on the beach and they said, my God, you were fast. And had a little chat to them, and then I've actually now passed the place where they were staying, but I didn't see them a third time. But they were very nice as well, talking about long distance hiking. And he said, how long are you hiking for? And I said 4 to 6 weeks. And he said, wow, that's a long holiday. And then he thought I'd said 46 weeks. I said, my God, no, I don't think I could be away hiking for 46 weeks. That would be a very long hike. Wonder where I'll be able to do in that time, but I'm sure people have done that. If you have done that, let me know. So then I cracked on and I